Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you. Yeah. King
Let me hear
Ira.
You say, hey, Miss Carter. Let me hear 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 you say, 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 let me hear you say.
Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th, in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Femme. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200, Female Figure Realness for $200, and a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi, and your DJ, Legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information. Legendary Trisha Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the
Bitch, I'm a boss ass.
getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thursday fucking night. How's everybody doing tonight? All right, I need some help from y'all people because, you know, I was running late. I was at work, and everybody's just hitting me up saying, Jasmine, we need a motherfucking show tonight. So can y'all motherfucking hear me? You can't hear me? Somebody say if they can hear me or not, seriously. Okay, thank you. You can hear me. Hi, everyone. Hello, chat room on Blog Talk. Hello, chat room on Facebook. Hello, you heard me, group. How's everyone doing? What we will not be doing tonight is having a whole bunch of people infiltrate this show and bombard the show, because tonight it's not all about what we think it's about. It's a special blizzard episode for all the people that are just storming all over Facebook. And yeah, everything is kind of going crazy right now. So, I'm going to say it like this. I hope everyone is safe. On a serious note, I hope everybody is safe out there, because I'm hearing so much shit about storms and people getting frozen. Not really frozen, but y'all know. All right, y'all want to hear about this shit. Y'all want to get to the nitty-gritty, don't y'all? Let's get to the motherfucking nitty-gritty. All butch queens, butch queens, butch queens, butch queens, stand to the motherfucking side. Mm-mm, not tonight. Not tonight. Let the girls play tonight. Let's put an end to all this going on tonight. I want to know what the fuck is happening all over Facebook land. What is really going on out there? That's what the concern is on my end. What is happening? We are here live on the radio. It only took an hour to get the show ready. The lines are packed. The chat room is packed. Everybody in Ballland is listening to the motherfucking show. This is not YouTube. We didn't have to do an aftermath or anything like that. No shade to aftermaths. I love aftermaths. And I love visual. But we are here and we can hear you live. And you guys are welcome to come on the air and settle the motherfucking score. What the fuck is going on in Washington, D.C. this motherfucking weekend? That's what I want to know. What happened? Where did it go? What happened? I heard many, many different stories, so I need to know what happened in all the reads. And lovely mother icon, I hear that she's gracing our platform tonight. Everyone is welcome to come on the air tonight and square this away. And the girls need to motherfucking work together so we can fix this issue. So a lot of people got their hands up. I want to see who it is. But I do not want anybody and no butch queens calling in to speak on behalf of someone else, because we're all adults. We're all women, so we all have a voice of our own. And you're welcome to come on here and speak. And if you choose not to speak, then you know what the children are going to do. You know how they act. You know how they cut up. So I suggest you call your girlfriends. I suggest you call your girlfriends. I suggest you contact the right individuals to clear the story up. I don't want nobody, no butch queens coming up on here trying to clear it up on behalf of someone, because that's what tends to happen. I don't need nobody speaking for me, so neither should y'all. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, well, if this is... I'm a butch queen.
No. You understand what I said. Understand what I said. I'm talking about the butch queens coming to speak on behalf of the individuals involved.
Oh, well, I'm just listening.
Well, honey, take a seat. Could you make a motherfucking apple pie? This bitch want to make lasagna for her motherfucking neighbor. Girl, you be killing me. You be killing
and
me.
And he shoveled my yard, Jasmine. And
I guess, Miss
Faith. And he's going to come over here tomorrow, and we're going to watch The Best Man, Christmas, or whatever the hell it is, and you're next. So there.
I know that's right. Miss Lady over there, Miss Lady, you know I see you. Back up, this thing. 347-569, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
I'm trying to hold up to y'all. I don't know if y'all saw it on Facebook, but I lost my mother Tuesday.
Oh, no.
And
I'm sorry.
I just called because I've seen a lot of the stuff was going on. Thank you, Jasmine. I've seen a lot of the stuff was going on Facebook or whatever, so I said, let me laugh and kiki at this and try to, you know, have some upcoming lifting spirits about this show tonight. But other than that, I'm okay.
But that's what you do. Just relax and stay positive and just take a seat right there and get ready for the festivities.
I can't say I know how you feel, Brian, but I won't say I know how you feel, but I've been where you are, so my heart goes out to you right now.
Thank you.
Everybody,
I will be in Atlanta.
For Brian.
Thank you. I'm traveling to Atlanta this weekend, so
thank you, everybody.
Yeah, everybody be careful out there, seriously. And Miss Melissa, I hope you're doing good out there in this nasty-ass weather. I told you stay down here with underneath the palm trees, and y'all want to go traveling up there in the nasty-ass weather. All right, Brian, let me put you to the side. Bishop, how are you? Bishop, 202-450.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Bishop. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, y'all. I was told by a source that I love dearly, and I told him I'd shut my mouth and keep my mouth shut up on the show and just listen. That's all I'm going to be doing tonight.
Y'all girls are going to really be listening tonight, honey. I need some motherfuckers. Laura Spears, I need you on the air tonight. Miss London Bridge, I need you on the air tonight. The girls, I need y'all on the air tonight. Y'all sit here and act all funny if y'all want to, bitch. Oh, and we ain't going to be here all night. I ain't paid for a whole nighter. So just to let you know, we ain't here all night. All right, Bishop, thank you. You can stay right there. I'm not going to mute you. Just stay right there. 860268. 860268. Come on the air, girl. I'm on the radio. 860268. You ain't saying nothing, and I can make room for somebody else. Either say something, just listening, and I'll just, you know, da 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 da. Okay, well, I'll make a room for somebody else. You hung up. I hung up on the wrong person. I'm sorry. You're going to have to call back in. 917-294, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. This is Diana, darling.
Oh.
How are you, Dirty Diana? How you doing?
I'm fine. You asked for the girls, honey. The girls are here. One of the girls, at least. Yes. So does that include me not letting the girls have it tonight, or should I stand to the side too?
No, you can stand to the side, queen.
Okay.
You can stand right there, honey. You stay right there. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, girl.
Yes, this is Laura. Y'all taking too long. Let's get to the shit. Okay, let's get to the thing. What's the thing? What's up? Let's get to this, y'all
playing. We got to get everybody on the line, girl.
Jasmine, y'all playing. Ain't nobody got time. Today is Thursday. Let's stop playing. Come on.
Ooh.
Let's get to
Miss
it.
Thing.
You're
get
so
off
aggressive
the speaker
tonight,
so we can
Laura.
Hear you.
Let's get to it, Jasmine.
Why are you so aggressive tonight, Laura?
From Facebook, it is. We're not playing. We're bringing everybody on the line. We got to have our seats. We got to have our seat fillers first.
All right, let's get the seats and let's get it going. We all want to be online till 2 in the morning. Come on.
Ooh.
So then go ahead. Then get it started, honey. You the one that started this shit. Get it started.
Well, I knew the ball was canceled on Sunday night. and I posted it Monday morning. So all this shit talking about the weather, that's not true. So and I talked to a certain icon just a few hours ago, and he told me what his story was, and it's like a middle ground to what both we have. So either somebody don't have any money. Let's just go put it out there. Somebody don't have any money. And it's leaning more towards Trishay versus Shauna. But a lot of people saying that Shauna don't have her money. So let's just get to it and let's get Shauna and Trishay.
So that's what they need to do. They need to be on the air tonight to... Okay. Oh, no, that's not true. That's somebody else. Miss Sting. Yes, Kelly.
Well, bitch, let's get straight to the motherfucking point. How the fuck you put a can to the motherfucking ball, bitch, and then turn around and have a mini ball at a motherfucking party at the same motherfucking venue at the same damn motherfucking time, bitch, and y'all talk about weather. Let's get straight to the point. Stop pussy putting around the motherfucking bitch, around the fucking situation. I'm fucking mad. I took my bundles out and changed my motherfucking hair, got my new dress and everything, bitch, and I could have kept my bundles in, bitch. I wasted a blonde dude.
But wait a minute, I warned everyone in that room on Monday morning that the ball was canceled, but no, y'all said, oh no, this thing is lying, blah, 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 blah. What did I tell y'all, Jazzy, don't you remember that post? I posted and said the ball was canceled, and I told y'all it was canceled. It was canceled.
God.
It was canceled. It's been canceled.
Well, I hit the promoters up before I took my weave out and asked up. And they told me no, everything was going on. So I took my weave out, they took my weave out, and put my new weave in. And now I'm sitting here gagging, bitch, for blonde hair.
Now let's catch the shade. on Trishay's new flyer, she put that DJ, Juan Alor, is supposed to be DJing. And mind you, he didn't even know. He posted and said he's talking to them right now about it. He didn't even know anything about her having a mini ball. He thought the ball was just canceled.
Well, we need Shauna and Trishay on this line, honey, or they spokesperson.
Okay, so that's what y'all need to do, because, see, this is not what we're going to do tonight. We're not just going to come on here ranting and raving about what we need. Y'all need to get these people on the line. I'm talking to Shauna right now. Somebody get Trishay. Sanaya's posting that she's going to be on here. Somebody gets Sanaya. And that's how we do it. But everybody's sitting here yelling and screaming about, well, we need answers, we need answers. Honey, ain't nobody going to get no answers, because we'll sit here for 2 hours screaming we need answers.
Honey,
I'm hitting up Sanaya right now.
Okay, so somebody work on Sanaya, somebody work on Trishay, and I'm working on Shauna right now. Dante is my PR. Tell him to explain the situation. No, I said no butch queens are coming on here to explain the situation. No, it don't work that way. No, 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 no. No, no, no. You are, let me tell. Y'all need to get this shit. No, you know what? Bitch, I'll play motherfucking Angry Birds or Flappy Birds on y'all motherfuckers for real. that's what I'm motherfucking do all night. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Kelly, post some pictures of your blonde hair.
I posted one picture. I posted a picture last night.
I'm on the Mother Kelly Mizrahi page.
And I posted it last night. Look up there. It's a picture up there.
I had seen some pictures of you at the North Carolina ball.
If you look yesterday,
sweetie, call it Monday. Do that Monday.
I posted two pictures up, baby. Look up there.
Man, fuck that caller, man. Fuck that caller, man. I'll get straight to the fucking point, man.
Okay,
fuck that caller, man. Yeah,
okay,
man.
I'm going to put this out here. Okay, if anybody remembers my post, is Diana still on the line? Is Diana still on the line?
I'm not doing a special effects tonight.
Oh, wait, hold on, y'all. Jasmine, bring our mother Snow on. She wants to come on.
Alexis, you're on the air.
We want answers, bitch. We want answers. How are these girls? Not all the mothers come out of the woodwork, honey. Bitch, these are grown-ass women. Let these bitches scrap it out, bitch. Enough is enough.
Oh,
bitch, I'm glad I didn't purchase my ticket. I was watching the motherfucker Facebook all day. I knew this shit was going on.
I warned you, Kelly. How do you call into the show from Skype? Sanaya's trying to get on.
Oh, girl, honestly, I really don't know. I thought you knew that.
No. I wish to the people, to somebody, to the callers that call in through Skype, can somebody please press 1 and tell us how do you call on through Skype so Sanaya can get on the line?
Kelly, call on
three-way. Sanaya's out of the country.
Okay.
La 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 la. Oh, happy belated birthday, Alexis! I forgot to send you a happy birthday.
Thank you, Jason.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Let me just not understand for real. I just caught something. I don't understand. I don't understand these special effects either. Y'all need to mute your phones for real. Okay, so this is what we're going to play. Can somebody get Trishe on the phone?
So, Kelly, can I ask you a question here?
Jasmine, yeah. I don't think that's going to happen, Jasmine.
Girl, that don't make no sense.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Kelly.
Yes.
Is the story about Shauna and Trishe that was made up with the Mizrahi Bush Queen?
I don't know.
Was that true?
I know. We already had this discussion in my inbox,
Hello.
Or we will
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello? Yes? Wait, hold on, y'all. I got to put y'all on mute. I'm trying to get Sanaya on the phone.
Y'all gonna sit here and let Sanaya come through here. She gonna break this building up, and none of y'all people gonna allow these two girls to motherfucking clarify. If y'all some real bitches, y'all some real bitches, allow these two women to come on this motherfucking show and clarify what the hell has been going on. Okay? Seriously. Y'all sat here and promoted a ball damn near $10,000 was supposed to be given out this weekend, and a couple of days before the ball is being canceled. Now, I understand it's being canceled for whatever reason, but honey, that does not look like what is happening here.
Somebody just sent you Trishe's phone number, Jasmine.
I don't call people without their permission, so somebody needs to clarify that she wants to come on the air.
That's false advertising.
Y'all need to stop acting like y'all can pull a Jasmine Couture stunt, because y'all can't.
Hold on. Sanaya said the only way she's getting on this phone if Shauna Guap calls into the line.
If who?
If Shauna calls into the line, Sanaya said she's calling right in as soon as Shauna gets on the line.
Can I say something real quick? I think everybody's scared of each other. I think everybody fucking scared of each other. I think everybody's scared that something might happen to their ass if they come on the motherfucking show.
Oh, well, hold on. I'm on the line with Sanaya. Sanaya said, get that ugly bitch on the phone and she will call in right now.
She's trying it.
Come on now. Why is that all
that listen, yo, we can't get mad at people's opinions.
That's true.
See, that's what's going to cause people. You definitely can't get mad at somebody's opinion. But come on now. We just talked about this yesterday. This is what's going to cause people.
Sean has directed us to her PR representative. We don't want PR representatives today. We want the host on the line, okay? This makes no sense.
Sure do.
It makes no sense. And like I said, it makes no sense. When I heard about this earlier, when I heard about this at 6 o'clock this afternoon, it made no sense that they can have this mini ball of this party at the same time as the ball at where the ball was going to be at in the same venue and everything. Bitch, that makes no sense, okay? Bitch, so those girls need to come on the line, and they need to give people a good explanation, because you got girls that went out and purchased La Perla outfits and all types of things for that sex hire category, and they can't return this motherfucking shit.
Okay, well, can somebody give me Sean or Trishay, as for an ad number, then I just call them, act like I'm flying, and then, like, put them on the line or something, because,
man, don't do that, man.
Yeah.
That's stalking, man. Fuck you doing, man?
Why is she even on the phone?
Oh! Hi, Alexis.
Sanaya, Shauna, if you're out there listening, Shauna, Sanaya said you didn't have your PR representative come and make your post on your page, so don't have your PR representative come on the show now.
Ciao.
Baby, tonight is going to be a night, Miss Segura.
What is Venosha, okay?
Kelly, tell Sanaya to get on the phone for real.
So I'm on
because
the phone with Sanaya right now.
What you're doing is the same thing that these girls want to do. They want to have somebody speak on behalf of them. That's not what needs to happen. Everybody needs to be on the air.
I'm not speaking for anybody.
It's your
the two ladies that need to be on this line is motherfucker Shauna and Trishay. We will need to hear from the girl with the coin.
Okay, so this is what we
need to hear from the girl in the picture. I want the girl in the picture.
Exactly, Kelly. Enough of this bullshit. We don't need somebody and none of those other girls.
I'm about to make it motherfucking hot. I'm about to make
it. Wait
a minute.
This
is what we're going
to do. Who is that? They sound like cabbage. Who is that?
What?
Who is that?
Oh, this is Diana, bitch. What's up?
Diana sound like cabbage. Oh, my God. I almost had a heart attack.
Oh, honey, cabbage is my sister from back in the late 80s, honey.
Hold on.
No, honey. I am not there. I am not Barry, honey.
I know it ain't hurting Jasmine's pocket at all, but I can't believe Jasmine paid for it. Man, shut the fuck up. I can't believe Jasmine paid for a damn show, and these motherfuckers faking like a motherfucker on here, man.
Okay, baby, she's not going to give you none of the money. But whoever this is, keep inboxing me to Shay's number. If she don't want to get on the show, we can't call her.
Please send it over to my inbox. I will call her.
Sending.
Inbox it to me. I'm on my mother Kelly's Mizrahi page. Inbox it to me. I will call her because the number I have, she ain't answering it.
I think I'm gonna go outside and make a snowman.
Girl, where you at?
Alexis?
Yeah.
Yes, honey. I was definitely calling.
That's the number I get.
Honey, I was definitely calling in tonight.
That's the number I get. No, that number don't work no more.
The 805?
Yeah, that number don't work no more. That's
what
I get.
Bishop, which one of them did you have call in Wednesday night?
Girl, shut up. I had Shauna call in, man. I had Shauna call in, and Shauna only called in just to say that the show, her joint was still on and whatever. That's all I know. I mean, I just told her to call in. I just inboxed her. That's it. I'm about to really hang up because this bullshit. Yeah.
Well, how do y'all feel? How do y'all feel about the situation?
Not for
I done got disconnected, honey. This is just too much.
Well, Kelly, to be perfectly honest about the situation, first and foremost, all this shade that has been going back and forth with, wait a minute. Lord, honey, I'm getting hit up by the icons in my box, honey. Yes. The icons are, I'm not talking about no fake profiles, neither. I'll get back to you in a minute, Father. Like I was saying, all this shit has been brewing between Caesar and Sanaya all week, and it's ridiculous. All week. This shit ain't new. So the bottom line is this ball had to do with Shauna, who had her coin, who allegedly had her coin, and Trishay that's supposed to allegedly have her coin. Everybody else, all other parties don't have anything to do with this shit. Okay, so also, and that post that Caesar, that Caesar posted, removing Shauna from the headline. Bitch, how you gonna remove one of the girls from the picture? That was the whole event was supposed to be about, was supposed to be a dual event. How you gonna remove one girl and they're gonna put up those, they're gonna cut, have four categories. Bitch, who gonna pay $20 for the four categories, girl? Bitch, you can go on YouTube and watch those four categories. There's no shade. Child move. But it's no shade. So Naya just wants to get on this line to have a reading session, honey, and that's not what this is supposed to be about. This is supposed to be about what happened to the coin, who didn't have their fucking money, who was stunting, who was pulling stunts as usual.
The way it's looking right now, by Trishay taking and having this function and she giving away these coins, the way it's looking right now is like Shauna didn't have her coins.
But did you catch the tea, Kelly? Now, honey, with the four, even with the four categories that Trishay has, honey, that's only $2,100. What happened to the 4,000 coin? That's not 4,000 coins, honey. So where's all the 2 grand, honey? Okay. If that was the case, honey, the $4,000 should have been split between those four categories in the case of the story. So, honey, even if Shauna didn't have her coin, honey, it's clear that Trishay didn't have all her coin either. Because that $4,000 is supposed to be split between those four categories. I'm just saying, devil's advocate here.
And what about the fact that the DJ gave her a discount, but she still was giving away, she couldn't pay the DJ the full amount, but she had the money to give out for the game.
She couldn't pay the, chow. This is sounding like those teas that Red Pool with that bull, honey. Chow. I can't with the girls. Now none of the girls want to get on the line, honey. Chow.
I'm the girl in the picture.
And then I just got an inbox. Didn't somebody sponsor a sneaker category?
No.
Mama Jones, you're on the air.
Oops, she ain't been on.
Hello.
Hi, Mama Jones, where you been?
Hey, you know, I've been good. How y'all doing?
What's up, Mama Jones?
It's so cold in D.C. right now.
Ooh.
I'm at this function, but ain't nobody here. I'm about to leave. I'm going to chime back in with y'all girls. Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do, honey. Kelly, take it over for a minute. I'm about to fix this bullshit.
Yes, Kelly, come through, mother. Honey, you know how to get these girls on the line, honey. We know what you're capable of.
I'm calling all the girls' phone numbers, and none of the girls is answering their phone. So I guess they're not the girls.
Oh, the girls are playing games like that. That's fear.
Baby, listen. Let me tell you something, baby, honey. I'm thinking about heading into Detroit.
Oh, Detroit?
Oh, shit.
I thought you was going to Virginia.
No, bitch, I'm going to Detroit.
Girl, you going to Detroit?
I'm the girl in the picture, Miss Thang. I got to go on tour.
Detroit, though?
What's it?
And the other girls in the picture ain't working.
Yes.
Miss Thang, I'm gagging.
You got your machete? Because you know what Detroit gives, honey.
But I'm really gagging. I'm really gagging that none of the girls want to call in. None of the girls is picking up their phone now, Miss Thing. It's like it's really ridiculous. Y'all really need to come. Y'all really need to come and give us an explanation about exactly what's going on. Just posting that the ball is canceled and whatever, I think it's horrible.
See, this is why I like the girls like Pussy Mizrahi or Alexis or Kelly or Nicole and those type of girls, because they don't mind getting on and, you know, reading each other down and say what the fuck they got to say. But then,
okay,
like,
so this is what's happening. This is what's happening, honey. The girls are just,
yeah.
The girls just don't want to get on the air, honey. That's what it boils down to. That's exactly what it boils down to.
Yes,
see, this is what pisses me off.
Say.
This is what pisses me off about this bullshit. Seriously.
This will make me don't want to use the ball thing.
And then on top of that, Jasmine, now all the girls that got all this ruckus going back and forth, but no, let's just put it like this, honey. The girls send their minions to read the board all day, but honey, they don't want to be inside the groups. They want to read from their pages, but yet they call us fake profiles, bitch. Please. Stop putting your minions, honey. Come and read the girls yourself.
Hold on, y'all. Everybody mute your phone, or I'm just going to mute everybody.
I don't have
everybody
a mute on my
phone.
I'm not on that phone,
because
you have to mute me, Jasmine.
Okay. All y'all either mute your phone or be quiet for a minute. This is what I don't understand to both camps. Y'all need to sit here, and all camps involved, y'all need to fix this shit, because this is what makes it bad. This is why femme queens are not respected the way they should be. This is why femme queens can't throw shit or get shit done, and we're not respected. And at the end of the evening, you got these butch queens that are sitting at, looking at us and laughing at us, just like I said last night during that motherfucker show. They can never take us serious. And this is the bullshit that I'm fucking talking about. And yet, y'all want to sit here and always criticize Jasmine or have so much shit to say about me in general. This is why, because I don't side with no motherfucking body, I don't partner with no motherfucking body, and I bring my own motherfucking money. And that's who I am. But yet, y'all always want to sit here and say shit about me. I want to see another motherfucking successful femme queen out there try to pull what the fuck I pull out here. And y'all want to sit here and judge me. She's not an icon, or she shouldn't be a part of this, or she should have no say-so within this ballroom scene, or she shouldn't be this, or she shouldn't be that. I don't have no motherfucking people that's doing shit for me. I do everything for my motherfucking self. I work for my shit, and I bring my shit to the motherfucking table. But yet, y'all always have something to say about me. And now we're sitting here tonight, and I'm giving everybody an opportunity to clarify what the fuck is going on. It was supposed to be an event that was supposed to be highlighting femme queens, highlighting the female figures of our ballroom, but yet we can't get no one on the air to clarify what the fuck is going on. I got Shauna over here telling me one thing, that she didn't know what the hell was going on. She was trying to accommodate everyone because of the fact that the snow that was in D.C., the weather that's happening, the weather that is due to happen this weekend, and all the rest of that stuff, which is very understandable. But how does the next person come along and give an event? It's like they didn't work together. And I said this last night. Where is Trishe? Why wasn't Trishe on the phone last night with you? Both of y'all should have been on that phone as you guys highlighted this ball.
Exactly.
Guess who paid for the commercial, Shauna? Guess who deposited that money into the bank account, Shauna? It wasn't even green dotted. It was wired to Shauna.
That's how a classy bitch
do. Who gave me the info? Who gave me the info, Shauna? Who was on the radio last night, Shauna? Who's the one that promoted this shit and sent me the artwork, Shauna? So where was everybody else at? But yet everybody, and I'm not siding with nobody. I'm giving you, like I say, I'm about business. I'm about numbers. That is my success. I'm giving y'all the numbers and the figures. So where's everybody at? Where's everybody at? Who was posting in the group? I can't really say because y'all know I ain't in that group that much. But I'm just looking at the people that promoted it. I'm just looking at that over there. But when you sit here and you watch and you see one person saying one thing and the next person say, well, I don't know about that other girl. Come on. Here we go again. The
Jasmine.
Girls attacking the girls.
Jasmine, the shade is not just about 10 hours to 10 to 12 hours ago, honey, the post was in the room for both of them saying the girls in the picture, it was them, it was Trisha and Shauna together talking about see everybody at the ball. So what happened 12 hours ago versus, let's say, 7 hours ago with all this shit, all of a sudden, where did all this shade come from in regards to, all this shit has to
Why
do.
Why can't we do anything successful as female figures, femme queens, ladies of this ballroom? And yet we complain. There ain't no categories for us. We complain. We complain. Come on. Fuck all that bullshit. Private caller, you're on the air.
I'm just listening. Hello?
Yeah.
What's your feedback, sweetie?
You can,
Was you going to D.C.?
Who are you talking to? Me? No,
you,
I'm not going.
Yeah, was you going to... You wasn't going?
Hello?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, no, I'm just sitting here listening to the radio show.
But I'm just asking, was you going to D.C. this weekend?
Yeah.
And how you feel that it just went down?
I mean, I think it's the weather.
Exactly. I can't. I just can't. Kelly is busted.
Girl.
Kelly is busted.
Y'all making hair that I don't have.
Because it's 58 degrees in this Saturday, Miss Faye. Ain't nothing happening in New York this weekend to say good. No, I just can't.
Girl, you need to sit your ass down somewhere anyway, honey. You can't. Sit your ass down.
I'm trying to get all my party in and say before I go to rehab and say, you know, I got to go to rehab. But I'm saying no, no, no.
Hey, Jasmine, I'm going to hang up because simple fact is too many people telling me to shut the fuck up. And
oh,
the person that...
Oh, about what people saying. Shut up!
Hold on. The person that told me to not call was right. So I'm about to hang up this fucking phone. All right, good night, y'all.
Then. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye, Bishop. Have a good night, Bishop.
Go straight, sir.
Y'all so mean to... Y'all stop being mean to these people.
Hold on, real quick.
Bishop, I just have to ask you one question.
He gone.
And I know you... No, he's
please
here. Go. I see him. Bishop, please be there.
I'm here, man.
Please be there. Bishop, who told you? Who told you to not call? That's all I want to know, is who told you not to call us?
No, I mean, they're right. I mean... You know,
no,
I'm not in the ballroom scene at all. So I don't have nothing to say.
Okay, you're not. You're okay, but you was going to the ball. You was going to VIP. So you do have a part of this. You was gonna pay $50 to go, so you have a right to say it. But I want to know who told you. Like, this is what it gets me about you. Okay, Bishop, thank you, because I know you ain't gonna tell me.
Bitches need to start sucking ass and sucking motherfucking dick, bitch, and have a motherfucking opinion and a motherfucking backbone, bitch.
No, it ain't that. It ain't that. It's not just them. It's the motherfuckers that are part of this ballroom. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Y'all sit here and attack.
Make this left onto the service road, please.
Oh, service road.
Oh, shit, I thought I was on mute.
Somebody just inboxed me, and they said this is the same reason why Barbie backed out of the ball.
Oh, Barbie was supposed to be... Oh.
Yep. She said, no, ma'am. And I don't blame her. She got tea about the foolishness. But she's also been watching Facebook all day because I've been seeing her in posts. She saw the tea. She saw the tea.
No, you're going to cross the light onto the service road across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mute yourself, sweetie.
The live one?
Yeah. And you can let me out right here. Thank you.
Oh, shit! Oh, wait, hold on! Okay, bitch. Y'all girls don't want to call it. I'm going to make it hot, Miss Sag, bitch. I'm about to wake the table up. Hold on.
Break the legs off that bitch.
Oh, bitch, I'm about to break the legs off, Miss Sag, honey.
Yes.
We gotta find out the real tea, Miss Sag.
Yes, Kelly. Get that tea,
bitch.
I know you can get it. Yes.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I'm calling her right now.
What are you calling?
Hold on, baby. I got y'all. Hold on, bitch. I'm about to break the motherfucking show. Bitch, the girls in the picture don't want to call in. I'm about to get another girl in the picture on, honey. Hold on. Everybody, please welcome to the air the legendary Queen Mother herself, Bobby Mizrahi.
Hey,
Bobby, you're live on the air.
Hey.
Hi, Bianca. What's going on?
Hey. How are you?
I'm finding yourself.
I'm a little disheveled. I just saw, like, so much craziness online. Like, wow. All on Valentine's Day weekend, are we supposed to be loving people?
Well, can you please tell us why did your name get removed from the flyer? Why did you back out from the ball?
I actually backed out of the ball because I had other things that were going on in my life. You know, I'm filming, I'm acting, and I have other things that I wanted to really kind of pursue more so than just the whole ballroom aspect. And honestly, it seemed like it was just a lot of miscommunication and, you know, a lot of people kind of stepping over certain boundaries that I didn't necessarily want to pursue anything further in that particular endeavor. And I feel like when you're throwing a function or you're having an event, you have to be able to commit a certain amount of attention towards that particular event. And that's something that, you know, I've never done before. I've never thrown a ball before. So anytime that I'm going to do anything, I'm going to go completely wholeheartedly at it. And for me to kind of be a part of something and know that my time is going to be limited and I'm not going to be able to give 100% as far as, you know, time and energy, I'd rather just not do it at all.
I know, that's right. But we have a panel of people that's on the phone lines, and all the girls is just in an uproar right now and just gagging and anything and everything. Anybody got any questions for the Queen Mother?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Who is this we're talking to?
That's Bobby, the original promoter with Shauna.
Okay. Oh. Hey.
Questions?
Now, to your knowledge, does Shauna have her coin?
Well, I don't really know. I haven't talked to Shauna since probably early November, you know. So I really don't know who had what.
Okay. So you just backed out for your own reasons. Okay.
Yeah. No. I mean, honestly, I mean, it was more of a personal issue for me. But you know, there were some things that were transpiring that really just didn't seem conducive towards me wanting to move forward with that.
I hear that.
I say this, you know, when you're doing things outside of ballroom and outside, and this thing new in general, you know, me even deciding to even kind of jump into the whole acting field, that's something that's new to me. So I'm going to give that 100% as opposed to anything extracurricular. Despite the coin, like, I don't live my life based on money. I live my life based on what makes me happy.
That's what she's supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do. This whole message, because, like, earlier, about 10 hours ago, everything seemed fine between these two ladies, and then all of a sudden...
What seemed fine between them?
There was a post with both of them on it, on Facebook, basically saying, yes, the girl's in the picture, you know, everything is going to be popping in D.C., come out, support us, blah, blah, blah. So that was that post. And then throughout the course of the day, we saw all these posts with all this change coming from outside forces. And then
well,
all of a sudden...
I'll say this.
Huh?
It seems to me there's a lot of miscommunication within a lot of the parties in general.
The shade that was coming across Facebook today was between was from Sanaya, it was from Caesar, it was shady posts like that in regards to the event. Which, in my opinion, I mean, everybody has their own opinion, but neither one of them had anything to do with this event. This was not a ball.
Well, what do you mean? Who didn't? Caesar didn't? Caesar had a lot to do with that event. I mean, the event would not have even been as big as it was had Caesar not promoted the event to the capacity that he did. So I feel like he had a lot to do with the event and the success of it. I mean, him and Dante both did promotion.
Right. Now, in regards to that, now it's fine to have posts, but the shady post that he's had, That had nothing to do. If there's supposed to be a ball going on this weekend, why? What's with all the shade in his post? That didn't make any sense to me.
Well, I haven't seen his post. I saw Naya's post.
Dante didn't have.
Don't talk over her because she don't yell and scream and all of that. So don't talk over her.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I didn't see Caesar's post. I did see Sanaya's post, and from what I took it as, she was saying that basically, yeah, I mean, what I took from it was she was saying that, you know, not everybody is meant to kind of throw a ball. She even kind of said to some degree, like, I didn't even have any knowledge of throwing balls, but I, you know, just to say that, you know, as far as the name goes, you know, I mean, realistically, anybody that's going to throw a ball for the first time is going to want to have somebody that has a larger name or that has certain accolades. That's just what any business person would do. Wouldn't you want any time you throw a business or you're doing a business opportunity, you're going to want someone that's a little more, you know, experienced to kind of show you or at least be able to pull certain people in so that it could be a successful project.
Of course.
You know, I didn't think that I didn't think that was discrediting Shauna in any way, shape, or form. Nor did I think that was a dig at, you know, Trishe. I feel like certain people, the way that people kind of took that, they kind of made it into something shady. They made it into something shady. I don't feel as though the comment was shady. I don't feel like, I think that's her opinion. And, of course, that was on her Facebook. She didn't post that out on everyone else's wall. She posted that on her own, and she's entitled to her opinion.
Okay. That's
I mean, did you feel like it was shady?
Me personally, I did. The premise of her post, no. But the underlying tones in it, it was shade to Donna. It was. It really was.
How was it shade by saying something like by saying that she wasn't necessarily, you know, she never threw a ball before. She's saying she never threw a ball before. She doesn't have any experience in throwing a ball. That's the choice.
Right.
None of us had any experience in throwing a ball.
No, we got that. I mean, that's common knowledge. I mean, and Shauna said herself that, you know, I mean, it's known that she's never thrown a ball. I mean, that's fine. But I'm just saying she in the post, you know, when you have two people, regardless of Trishe having a name, you know, a bigger name in ballroom, you know, and that's fine. But when both of these ladies' names are in the headline for this event, you know, this wasn't just a Trishe Khan, you know, event. This was supposed to be a, you know, Trishe Khan and Shauna Balenciaga event. So for her to not even mention this woman's name in her post, she just basically she mentioned her as that lady.
I think that in itself shows that it wasn't shade to a degree. I mean, she didn't call her out and to like be, you know, to be hurtful. What she said was, you know, she referred to her as that lady. And Wendy Williams refers to Kris Jenner as that lady just for that sole reason. I'm not going to be that she doesn't want to be shady to her, but, you know, at the end of the day, she might not necessarily agree with certain practices that she has. So when she refers to Kris Jenner, she uses that lady or that woman.
Okay,
it's Jasmine. Let me do this because we're not going to sit here all night doing this. Hi, Barbie. This is Jasmine Couture. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Jasmine?
How you been, darling?
I've been fantastic.
All right, Barbie. This is what we're going to do, honey. You know, we the older girls. This is what we're going to do. What the fuck is going on, Barbie? Now, come on. Why? I don't understand. You, me, the ladies of ballroom, why aren't any of these ladies on the air clarifying what is going on with this event? Where is Shauna and where is Trishe?
You know what? I don't know. I actually heard my name mentioned a few times, and that's why I just kind of said, well, you know what, let me just kind of call in. You know, I'm not really one for the back
and
forth on Facebook, so I feel like I don't have time for all that. It's Valentine's Day weekend, honey.
And happy Valentine's Day to everybody on the East Coast. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody on the East Coast. But, Barbie, I'm going to ask you real quick. What made you pull out of the original event with you? What was the reason why you pulled out? I know you said something about, you know, you're doing personal stuff and business stuff, and that's excellent. You know, I love all that. But was that the main reason why, or was there something you felt? You know, when we walk into certain situations, we feel uncomfortable. Did you feel uncomfortable that things weren't going to go right? And you said, hold up, before I get deep into this, let me back out. Was that what was happening?
Actually, a little bit. I mean, I felt a little uncomfortable. Initially, there was a certain agreement that was kind of made, and I felt as though certain boundaries were kind of crossed. And I feel like anytime you have any type of friendship and then you enter a business situation with someone, you know, the friendship boundaries are a lot different than business boundaries. You know, me and friendship, I give 100% to any of my friends, and I expect the same in return, and I have that with the majority of my friends. Now, when it comes to business, that's a whole different story. You know, I'm very cutthroat, and I can be very cutthroat, and I have certain demands that I expect to be met, and it's not necessarily on the whole friendship accord. I want contracts signed and, you know, a lot of other things. And, you know, ballroom necessarily doesn't follow those same business terms, because when you're dealing with people that are in the ballroom scene, you know, it can be a little different because, you know, these are people that you've known for years, and that's why I personally don't like doing business with friends.
And
so,
I don't
you
blame
know, that
you 100%.
Said, it felt a little, I felt a little uncomfortable, and I felt like certain boundaries, were crossed, and rather than me go back and forth or destroy your friendship completely, I just said, well, you know what, y'all go ahead, and, you know, I wish you the best, and I was going to be, you know, I'm going to cheer from the stands, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That was a very good move that you did, because I have lost friendships over trying to mix business and friendship together. And y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly, you're 100% right. So it is good to step out of it. So that clarifies why Barbie was no longer a part of it. As far as what's happening today, in all honesty, Barbie don't have nothing to do with it. She don't know shit. Her name was brought up about the issue, and she don't got nothing to do with this. The people that have to do something with this is Shauna and Trishay. And they're not on the line, and I'm still getting inboxed about a whole bunch of stuff that's still going on their timelines. Y'all don't know half behind
music. Kelly had to call me in order to get me on the line because the line is full. The girls are listening.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that might potentially be why they can't get on the line.
Jasmine,
Joel is saying, can you check your inbox? Joel.
These ladies were, because from what was posted, you know, it was more of a safety issue. And, it was a safety issue, and then it was other issues involved as well, like, me personally, I think I would be gagging had I still been a part of this, you know, at this point in time with, like, 2 feet of snow on the ground. I mean, the type of turnout that, of course people are still going to come. You know, I even saw some funny pictures about, you know, on Facebook with people pushing cars, saying the girls in the picture, you know, and that was a kiki through the snow. Like, that was funny to me because realistically the girls are still going to pump through, but I don't necessarily think it would be the same turnout had it would have been, you know, if in fact we didn't have inclement weather. And, you know, when you invested so much money into a particular event, you want to be able to, especially with giving away so much money, you want to be able to at least make some type of profit. Like, ooh, Dad, ain't nobody got time to be just giving away all their coins. But, you know, at least not all their coins, but all the coins that they said they were giving away. I mean, so I could kind of understand that standpoint as well. I don't know. I feel like it was a great business move to just kind of cancel the venue. It seemed like it's a lot of miscommunication going around.
Don't you have to agree that even though, and I can understand that it was canceled because of the miscommunication, but what happens to us as female figures, Barbie, as girls, as ladies, as mothers of this ballroom, when bottom line is after the event is canceled, then you see the two girls or one of the girls attacking the other girl on Facebook, like, I don't know about that other person, but there will be an event this weekend, and they changed the whole event up to a mini ball and X amount of dollars being given out. What does that say to the general public that was coming to support this whole event as a whole?
Well, I don't think it discredits us as a whole. I think what it does is I feel as though to be able to even give away some of the money or the money at a mini ball, it shows, you know, good faith in some degree. Like, okay, I'm still going to at least try to, you know, do something or try in some way, shape, or form to make this right.
Okay, so then I can understand.
And, you know,
so that is what's happening with Trishay.
That's just a small portion of the girls. I mean, there's several other girls. These aren't the first girls that decided they wanted to throw a ball. I mean, there are a lot of girls that have had successful balls, from Ayana to Sasha to Tetris and Edie. Like, I mean, the list goes on. I mean, this isn't the first time that all female figure ball has, you know, transpired or been, you know, planned. So you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, it didn't pan out the way that everyone anticipated, but, I mean, what can you do? I mean,
so
what were they supposed
okay,
to
well,
do? I mean, I personally would have, me personally, if the venue's already paid for, I personally would have probably still thrown the event and just
mm-hmm.
posted pictures of all the money just sitting there on the table, personally. That's
there
what I would have done, just to kind of
there
say, hey, look, it was here, y'all missed it, sorry. But, you know, and we would have went on a fab shopping spree or went on a little cruise or something afterwards. But, you know, that didn't happen. And I think a lot of the reason why that didn't happen is because it's like, well, why even bother?
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand. Well, thank you so much, Barbie. We're going to get to some of these other callers, but thank
no,
you so
wait,
much.
Hold on before
have...
you get to... Thank you, Barbie. Thank you, Barbie, for calling in before
anytime.
You get to those other...
Y'all have a great night.
Before you get to
you
those
too.
Other callers, I have a caller for y'all. Hold on. It's Dallin. Please hold. Okay, bitch, girl. I'm here working the set. Everybody, please welcome to the show the legendary mother, Trisha Khan. It's live on the airwaves with us. I told you I'd wake build it up. Trisha?
Trisha?
Trisha, you're live on the air. What's going on? Hold on. I was just on my cell phone with her while y'all was talking to Bobby. Her number is there. Trisha? Hold on. Hold on. Let me call her back on my cell phone.
All right. While you calling her back, we're going to check and see what's up with everybody else. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. All right. We're making room for other people. 347-542, you're on the air.
Everybody, welcome to the air. The legendary mother, Trisha Khan, is live on the airwaves with us now.
Maybe even lasers.
Trisha?
Yes?
You move from by whoever's on the computer, you got to move from by the computer. But you're live on the air.
Yes. Hi. Hello?
Hello? Everybody, can y'all hear her?
Yeah, we can hear her. Hey, Trisha, what's going on?
How are you ladies doing tonight?
What's going on, Trisha, honey? Clarify all this stuff. Are you giving a ball this weekend?
Yes, I am giving a mini ball this weekend. I am to show the girls that they didn't waste their money and their time. I know it's not going to be a larger than it was crowd at first due to the inclement weather and people's flights being canceled, trains and buses and et cetera. And to clarify this up, me and Shauna had both of our money. The venue was well paid off with the extra $1,000 for security as well. So that's to clear that up. To let y'all know another thing, that jet was not crafted for the girls who wanted to run their mouth and tell lies and things about that nature as well. We had an enjoyable time shooting the promos and things like that, and it's not our fault that the weather did not permit. And once again, me and Shauna has I both apologize about that.
Okay, so clarification as far as you want, do you want to let everyone know, because you guys did pay for a commercial, so use this opportunity to promote and give these girls the last minute information on what's happening this weekend. The floor is yours.
Well,
you guys paid for it.
What is going to take place so far at the Upscale Ballroom, since the venue was already paid off and accommodations and things like that, there will still be a party and also a ball. I'll be giving away a total of $3,000. Those categories are listed on my Facebook page.
Okay,
so
those categories are listed on
here. So it's not the fact that we didn't have the money, because the money was never an issue. And I apologize to those who did go out and buy effects and things like that, but if the weather is not allowing it, the weather is not allowing it.
Okay. So, Trisha, is there shade between you and Shauna?
No, not at all.
So all these attacks that took place today on Facebook, what was going on?
What do you mean?
the attacks, like, I don't know about that other girl, the attacks that Shania made.
I just, we both gave people our passwords to our Facebook to program and type certain things up. So it kind of created a conflict after, you know, the snowstorms and things like that. But there's no shade between me and Shauna at all.
So will Shauna be there this weekend as well? So both you guys are hosting the mini event?
Well, she's doing something with her family still, so I don't know, but I can sure contact her, and she'll let me know further details about that. Other than right now, no, she will not be attending.
Okay. Okay, well, there you have it, girl. Trishay.
She will be at the party on Sunday, but not on Saturday.
Okay, well, there you have it, girls. Trishay finally did come on the air, did clarify the information. Harold is also posting pictures of, I guess, stuff that was a whole bunch of boxes, honey, stuff that was being prepared for the event. So it looks like everything was pretty much on the uppity up, but I guess we really don't know. But if you girls are still in D.C. or on your way to D.C.
No, you really don't know. I'm letting you know what it is. The money, all
okay,
that
well.
Money. We had all of our trophies, cash prizes put away, and it's safe and secure place, so nothing would be touched. So it was no conflict. The only thing that interrupted this weekend to be as fabulous and extravagant that it could have been was the weather. But even still, I decided to throw a mini ball and a party for those who still going to be in the DMV area. So they won't think, oh, these girls are broke. Oh, and these are not the girls in the picture.
So, sis, the girls are saying, why would you still throw a mini ball and not just go ahead and just throw the ball? This is what the girls want to know. If they had something, their child was canceling the ball due to the weather.
Because I know a lot of people are not going to be there. And I'm not going to just throw away my money. We're not going to just throw away our money.
So is it safe to say that you guys will still be having later on the media takeout ball?
I'm sure, but it will not be the media. It will not be called the media takeout ball,
though. Oh.
And
all right.
That
well.
Had a lot to do with other things as well. We had a lot of other people in our corner saying we don't think the media takeout ball is a good idea, even though it was kind of a party, but we don't even think we're going to use the name of the media takeout because that's kind of classless. And as we were doing our research on that, that's not a good look for us, especially if you're trying to enter the industry.
Hold on a second. Diana, you're on the air. Diana, you're on the air.
Me?
Yes, you, girl.
Why, girl?
Because I've muted you before. You're on the air now.
Oh. No, I was just listening. Oh, what I was saying.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Did you have any questions for Trishay?
No, I was just asking her. I was saying, well, since she's giving out the $3,000, why not? Well, that was already question answered. The question was already answered. She said that. She didn't want to have. But my question is, why not have all the categories if you're spending?
Her call dropped. Her call dropped.
Oh.
Her call dropped.
Okay.
Her call dropped.
Okay.
Okay. Kelly.
Sure.
No, let me stop.
This is some tea. Mm-mm. Bottom of the milk ain't clean. Mm-mm.
Well, I'm gonna say this, Jasmine. Big up to Trishay, because she really could have came on the line and bashed Shauna, but she didn't.
No, yeah, you got. I agree with you. You know what? It's like as much as I want to say something,
right?
I gotta give her an A for effort. So I'm gonna leave it alone.
But you know what? It's no shade. That goes to show that all the shade and shit that was going on all day was not basically coming from motherfucking Trishay Khan. That came from somebody, from the girls being in her ear, and that foolishness about the girls.
But this is what I said.
And wait a minute, hold
but
on.
This is
and
what I told
minute.
You.
Wait a minute. If that now Tashae know better to be coming on here talking about the girls got access to their passwords. Come on, girl. Really? So the girls
I mean,
who
let's keep it real. Come on, y'all.
That could be true too, y'all.
Kelly,
but
you need to say something.
But like I said, Tashae could have really came on and bashed Shauna. Like, oh, she didn't have her money, whatever, whatever. But she didn't. As a promoter, she did what she was supposed to do. She came on here and solidified everything. She canceled all the rumors that the girls were spreading. She said both of them had their money. Everything was taken care of.
Yep,
and you also have to realize that, like she said, a lot of travel arrangements have been being canceled. So I mean, she took the safe approach about it by doing what she did. Now, whoever decision it was, they made a great decision. Now, if you don't agree with it, there's nothing you really can do now because she's already came on as the promoter of the ball and said this is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody was calling me.
Yeah, I was calling you, but you know.
Cool. I'm sorry. Oh shit, bitch. Hold on. I'm trying to get up on my bed and go to the computer. Hold on, y'all. I'm about to get Sean on the phone.
Yeah. y'all girls give me a headache. Girl, what came on TV tonight, too?
Absolutely nothing.
646-464, you're on the air.
What's up, Jasmine? What's up, Kelly, y'all? This is Corey St. Laurent.
Hey, Corey.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I can't say anything. I mean, I've been reading all the posts that's been going on the internet as well as everybody else, and I do believe there are political correct answers that people are going
uh-huh.
to give. I wish Tashae was on the phone because people are, like she said, it was because of the snow and people having to cancel their flights. And I'm sure some people probably did cancel their flights, but the ball is supposed to be on Saturday, the 15th. When we had the Allure Ball, when I was in the Allure, in 2008, there was a blizzard in New York City. And we had well over 1,000 people that came to that ball. That ball was packed. And
baby,
there was a lot of snow on the...
Corey.
There was a... Huh?
Corey, hold on. Hold on, Corey. Hold that thought for one moment, Corey. What the fuck happened? Oh,
yeah, Kelly, get them together before you announce them. But, Corey, you ain't got to say nothing because Jack, Andre, and myself gave an awards ball in the Bronx where the cars was getting motherfucking covered with snow, but the show still came, the show still went on.
But,
the
and
girls
we were at that ball as well, Jack. We was at that ball. That's when we got inducted into the Hall of Fame as the Lords. We was at that ball as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
In the snow.
Is,
in the snow. About 2 feet of snow.
Y'all have to realize this is D.C. we're talking about now, not New York.
Okay. We both are still in the northern part of the East Coast.
I think I understand what Alex is saying. You know, I think, you know, we look at upscale ballroom. We all know upscale ballroom is not like walking distance from a train station.
Right.
You know, you're going to need to travel. You know, I can understand and I agree to, you know,
down too. But, okay, listen, also, look, you have to realize places like Atlanta, they've shut down the city. Places like North Carolina, they've shut down the city. Now, people from the West Coast probably could have got there. This, you can barely get from Philly to New York now at this point because it's supposed to be starting to snow in a few moments. It's already
right.
snowing in D.C. So you don't know what's going to be the logistics of everything, how it's going to happen. I think, like Tashae said, they made the decision. Now we can put holes in the story all day,
right?
But what's going to happen is, are we really going to get, you know, is it going to be another side to the story? And I don't want to say are we going to get the truth, but are we going to get, you know, is anything else going to be said about it?
Well, the thing is, I applaud Jasmine for even trying to get the truth. But the reality
right.
is, we all read the post online coming from different entities, and
right.
it was a lot of. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure anything out. There was a lot of shade in everybody's post.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, nobody was being shady all of a sudden.
But to me, the most shade came from...
It came from the people PR team. That's what was going on. The girls called their girlfriend to start talking.
It came from the PR team.
When people call their girlfriends and they start talking on the sidebar conversation to their girlfriend, and they're giving their girlfriend the real tea, and the girlfriend feel like, you know what, well, I'm gonna post something about what I just said, what my girlfriend just said to me, so I'm gonna post something. So we all read the shade in between the conversations
really
that was going
no
on.
But it's really no shade. Now I'm gonna call it the way I see it. It's really no shade because I got tea that, you know, the two young beautiful ladies have been going back and forth during their world, their tour across, America as they were promoting this ball. They were reading each other back and forth and going back and forth with each other. And Trishe just said right here, right now, that they didn't even feel comfortable using the media takeout logo or brand itself or whatever. So, bottom line is we all know. Shout out to Laura Spears, girl. You knew this was going to happen. Kudos.
Everybody,
welcome to the radio. Shout out Balenciaga.
Come on, girl.
Shauna. Give it to me.
Okay. I think it might have been a lot of confusion today, especially today. I did the radio show last night, and everything was a go. Everything was still, as planned. Everything, I was expecting it to, be full throttle on Saturday.
Exactly.
Hold on for me for 1 minute, Shauna. Hold on. Listen, everybody, I did not get a full show tonight, okay? So this is what's going to happen. You guys got 11 minutes to get on this motherfucking phone line and stay your asses there, because if you get disconnected, we are going to be going into record mode. Get on your three ways and get everybody on the fucking phone right now, because we are going to be going into record mode in 11 minutes. And if anybody else wants to come on this line to clarify anything, they got about 10 minutes to get on here. Otherwise, they're going to have to be on other people's three ways, okay? Mm-hmm. Or listen from your computer. We will be on for one more hour, but you will not be able to call in. I'm sorry, Shauna. Go ahead.
Trishe is trying to call me now on three-way, but I have Sprint, and my phone doesn't allow me to click her in.
Hold on. I'll call Trishe back.
Huh?
Okay, go ahead,
I'll call her back.
She's going to call. Yeah, she's going to get Trishe, but you can go ahead.
Okay. What happened? Yeah, so I did a radio show with you, Jasmine, yesterday, and then everything was asleep, and I woke up this morning, and I was stuck in my hotel. I had a hotel right down the street from the venue. I was going to be staying there all week either way. So I couldn't get out my car, first off. It was snowed in, and then I watched the news. Dante called me. And was like, the news is really, really carrying. And I'm like, why? What do you mean? Because previously, yesterday, the day that I did the radio show, the weather was going to be, in the 50s. It was going to be no rain, no snow for the weekend. So it was like, child, boo, this is snow. It's going to be here on Wednesday. We still going to turn it up for the weekend. No key. So.
Stay back on the line, too.
From a business standpoint, when I watched the news and they're saying that it's going to be another blizzard today, which it was, and then there's going to be another chance on Saturday. I'm sorry, one day prior to the ball,
right.
I'm not going to jeopardize my outcome or anything logical in my mind, in my head, that would make this ball not to the fullest potential. I have celebrities flying in from New York that can't get down. I have people coming in from Los Angeles. I have, models flying in from Greece. It's a big thing. So for them to not be able to catch their flight to get here on that night was absolutely impeccable for me to not say, you know what, I'm not going to throw the ball because, there's money there. That speculation, that was not it at all. It was strictly upon the weather. That's what it was. Now, I turned my phone off and I went back to sleep. I drove across town in the sleet and snow, sliding everywhere. I had my gay dad come get me out of the driveway, park my car. I came upstairs. We ate. I had dinner. We laid down. When I woke up, I saw there was a planned event for
a mini ball that your shade was throwing. It's no shade. It's no tea. If we're going to cancel this big event and she wanted to throw that event on her own, she's entitled to do that at this particular point.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these speculations and rumors, I don't know where it came from. It needs to cease. It needs to end. I'm sorry you guys have went out and got your agent provocateurs like I told you to. You know, we may throw a ball in the future together. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be labeled the media takeout ball because clearly the name came with everything derogatory. The girls were trying to use us against each other, and that's not what this ball or event was about. First off, and secondly, for Sanaya to even incorporate anything about me and Barbie's personal life into a fucking ball is utterly disgusting and makes you look like you're the fierce victim. You are not that, girl. Don't you do that. You are too old, you are too wise, and you are too damn immature to be acting like, mature to be acting like this.
Sana, go on, Sana. Get me up.
I did nothing against you. I have nothing against you. I have nothing to say but good things about you. Despite anything, what you say is your personal business. But for you to put out of your mouth about what I said, throwing balls and hooking and tricking, let me tell you something. I'm not one to judge. I'm not one to read. I'm not one to base, you know, call you on your looks. I'm not that. You are too long for that.
Ooh. I was getting good.
Sanaya.
Hey, we are still on the air. Be quiet.
All right, honey.
And yes,
you was right.
You was right, Jasmine, earlier. You was right. Yes, I was sending you the money for the commercial. Yes, it was from my personal business account. Yes, it was me that was putting all this promo stuff in. Yes, I was the mastermind behind of this. Yes, it was supposed to be me and Barbie initially. Then me and Barbie had into a personal issue. And yes, I pulled Trisha in on it originally because she was supposed to be three girls, the Charlie's Angels, originally. That's what it was supposed to be, originally.
Like that.
But see, this is my thing. And Trisha, you there, right?
Shayla Stacks is on the line, baby.
All right. I don't know all the feedback, y'all. And I know, Kelly, I don't know who you're trying to reach or something. But all the feedback, y'all, this is the whole thing. This is my only concern, and this is the reason why I'm doing the show, is I love and respect all my women, and Shauna and Trisha. I enjoyed what you guys were trying to do. I enjoyed what you guys were trying to bring. I hate that it went down the way it did, but I understand it and I respect it. But what I just can't stand is when the public looks at us and they see us looking and attacking each other. That's when I can't stand. I think it's nobody's fucking business.
Yes, that is
really
wrong.
Happening.
That is wrong.
I don't think it's anybody's business. I think as promoters, you guys are trying to do the best that you can. But I think what happens is, like I said in the beginning of this show, when you get too many butch queens involved and they want to have so much to motherfucking say and they all whispering in your ear and stuff, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work at all. That's what the problem is half of the time. But you girls do what you girls got to fucking do. But all this arguing back and forth and all these posts and stuff, it's not even fucking necessary.
It is
and
really
I
not becoming of a lady.
Who
I'm
said
sorry.
I don't like it.
That's what it is. It's not becoming of a lady. And it makes you show your true colors as the woman that you are. The only thing I ever said to you guys that you guys can quote me on was when we were getting recorded for the media takeout interview in Atlanta from Caesar interviewing me. It was Nadia and it was Trisha, and she said, "What do you want to see?" And I said, "Oh, I would like to see, you know, Sanaya at the back of the runway for sexy performance." I would never say anything to disrespect. First off, I am a girl that respects other girls. First off, because we have a sisterhood. Secondly, I'm not going to disrespect any of my elders. Thirdly, I'm not that bitch to try it with. I don't give a fuck how messy I am and how bougie I give you or whatever illusion I'm giving you at the time. I'm from the straight. God, don't do that.
Oh, I'm going to drop that table.
Okay, Shauna, how are you?
I'm good. Who's that?
This is Alexis. I have a question. What do you think sparked the third party animosity? Where did you think all that came from?
honestly, I don't know where it came from, but all I know is when I woke up and I have people calling my phone, like,
right.
Look in my circle. It's my
mm-hmm.
mother. My mother is on my Facebook. My real father is on my Facebook. So when my
mm-hmm.
mother and father are calling me, it's an issue. So I'm going to investigate. And when I
right.
look at this post and it's ding, 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 and it's on
Hello?
Mariah.
Hello? I don't know why my phone, every time I try to merge my cell phone to get Sanaya on the phone, it keeps hanging up on her. So I have Sanaya on speakerphone on my cell phone, and she would like to rebuttal to everything that's being said. Sanaya, you're live.
Hello? Hello?
Go ahead.
I can't
hear you.
Nothing.
We can't hear that,
Kelly.
Kelly, we can't hear it.
Girl,
we
cannot
hear,
that.
Uh-uh. Okay, hold on.
Can y'all hear now? Go ahead.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me try this one more time. Hold on.
Kelly, you can't call her to the 264?
Hold on, hold on.
Oh, no.
Shauna is so kind. I live.
I'm living for Shauna right now.
Dang, the people got me fucked up.
All the way.
All the way.
But Shauna is fun.
All the way.
Shauna is fun.
No, because all that shade towards Shauna made absolutely positively no sense. When these two ladies had everything was fine, this lady woke up to a whole bunch of bullshit. Come on.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And y'all got a
damn
moment.
That's foolishness. That's foolishness.
Like
she should have saved her naughty ass out of it.
Kelly, who is that with the speakerphone?
And you know what? She can have all the opinions in the world. You can have all the opinions in the world. You can opinionate all day, honey, and at the end of the day. But when you come to bash a girl or subliminally, you know, talk shit towards the next girl, that makes you look like what? Girl, stop. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Y'all, I'm about to go to bed.
Kelly.
I'm stressed. Y'all, I'm about to smoke a blunt and go to sleep. Y'all, this is too much for me.
Pass
girl,
the button, Missy.
You're supposed to be outside playing in the snow, making snowmans and shit.
Yeah. Instead of the girls and drop sand from Dubai on the situation, honey.
Ooh. I'm in my house thinking this. No, this ain't fun. This ain't cute. I wanted to get beat. The people was coming
I'm
in town that made me look like the girl in the picture. Y'all think I wanted to become that girl this weekend. Don't you do that, bitch. I wanted to be pulled, fucking tucked.
Fuck, bitch. And bitch, my ticket was going to be purchased, but Miss Mother Nature said, no, ma'am. Mother Nature said, no, ma'am. That's what stopped all this. I just wanted to find out from you girls if it was shade between you, Shauna, and Trishay.
No, it's not. And if it was anything, it was lack of communication. That's what it is. I don't have anything against Trishay. I don't
that's
have
great.
Anything against Barbie. I don't have anything against Sanaya. So for her to peep her little nose and all this tea, honey, look, keep your personal opinions to yourself in your inbox through your message to Barbie or Trishay, and keep my name out of it if you were going to do anything or say anything.
Get me up.
Child.
Yes.
Yes, honey, because that post today made no sense at all.
The people are reading her on her own post. How'd that make her look?
Naughty with a capital K. Naughty.
Dude, I live for Sanaya. I really, really do. You can't fit me and tell me which little girl grew up, you know, not looking at her vogue, not looking at her self-sex, not looking at her, you know, be the woo-wop that she is, and for you to come to the next girl with the younger generation, it makes you look mad. Why are you so mad?
And bitch. And bitch her.
Yeah, it's a too much.
Everybody that's texting me on my phone, if you was listening to the show.
Why are you so mad? Why are you so mad? But Shauna,
Shauna, bitch.
I got to go to bed. I got to go to bed.
Shauna, you, I just want to leave you with this. I just want to leave you with this. You are the girl in the picture.
Carol really posting all this stuff on Facebook. She got all the stuff.
Yeah.
Somebody's phone is going the fuck off.
Honey, look. Well, look. Since y'all in town, me and Trishay, she's going to do the mini ball on Sunday, and we're booked to do a booking at Cafe Asia on Sunday. You guys need to come out, you know. I'm going to be there. So just to let you guys know that I'm still stuck in this area on Monday. I'll be gone out of the country because I ain't got the time.
Oh, are you international fish? What? Bitch.
I've always been international fish. As much as this, let me know. I didn't totally bother gay social status, like you said, or because I didn't have a name. Bitch, I've been walking since 2002. I've been a trainee since 14, and I've been pushing it through high school, and I've been doing what I do, and yes, I escort, yes, I do this, yes, I whoop whop, but I'm classy, and at the same time, that money that I would have made at the ball, I would have made in 1 week out of the country. Don't you do that. Don't try me.
I'm gasping.
I love it.
I'm using her state name.
The girls won the Miss Shauna tonight. Miss Shauna. The girls won the Miss Shauna on. And Miss Shauna came through. The other girls need to get their connections together.
And I really apologize. You know, the people have been texting my phone saying, you know, that they came in town to support me and everything. You know, I'm sorry.
Shauna, you had no control over that, sweetie.
I know, and you know what? And that's what makes me so pissed off is because I really, really wanted this to happen. I was coming
to support you girls, but honey. Miss New York City, honey, is doing shows and hurdles and things, and honey,
you ain't gotta tell. I can't even go outside. I'm ready to get home in my own bed and leave all the stress and all the shit alone. I just want to take a good night's rest.
Sure.
Let me tell y'all, I'm telling you, I had everybody in order. If you look on my Facebook page, my cousin, my aunt, my mother, my father was on his way up. He's stuck in Georgia. You know what I mean? I had my ex-boyfriend supplied all of the champagne, the Dom Perignon, the Moet, and said, Ma, I want you to have a good ball, and I want it to be successful, and I want this to be for your VIP, because I see you doing big things.
Sheila Stacks, Trishay said, can somebody please call her on three-way? She wants back on the show.
What are you going to do with all the champagne, Shauna?
I'm a caller. Hold on.
Yes.
Bear with me, because I really don't know how to use this freeway chip.
Oh no, who's she calling a bread?
I'm Grandma Fish.
Who's going to be the ultimate supreme?
Girl, who's somebody calling a break?
Hold on, we got to call it.
As you're working on getting Trishay back on, 347-542, you're on the air. All right, we lost Shauna, and I don't think we're going to get her back as she was trying to call Trishay.
Well, Jasmine, now there should be no more discrepancies. We've had both promoters on.
They both
of their stories coincided with each other. So I don't think there should be any more problems.
No, not at all.
My question is, where did all that come from? Because now I'm gonna say this: being a girl of a very intuitive nature, there's some truth to something somewhere, somehow.
Amen.
Somebody says something to somebody to set something off. Now, once again, like I just said, both of the promoters that were throwing the ball came on and said the same thing. So I don't know who said what to who to send whoever off to make this person call this person that and that person call this person this. But somebody did something some way.
Amen.
Now, the question is somebody going to get on the line and tell us what happened?
No.
anyway, kudos to those girls. They did what they had to do. And I like I said, after seeing the timeline today, a lot of people were stranded and stuck in certain areas. So I could imagine them canceling the ball for the weather purposes.
I agree. I definitely agree with that.
But if you cancel it for weather, if you're saying you're canceling it for weather purposes, then how do you turn around and have a mini ball?
All right, this is
it's
what
still
I.
It's still the same weather.
Let me say this, Jason. This is how I feel. Now, granted that the weather, so you have to realize this is just a mini ball. It's only four categories.
Okay.
So it could be a very local situation. Those girls from Philly can
come.
And she's not expecting the big turnout, or the girls from Atlanta that's going to come, that's spending their money for their effects. The girls that's coming from Chicago, that's spending money on their effects. The girls that's coming from North Carolina, that's spending money on their effects. You have to keep all that in consideration.
Okay.
The girls that's in Boston or wherever. Now, I can have a mini ball and have a little small crowd.
For the local girls. Yeah.
For the local girls and have a nice turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going
to for the girls
go
that got
out.
There early, for the girls that are in town early, you know, for
right.
those girls, I could see that. I commend
right.
them for doing that as well.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the only reason I could see Trishae doing a mini ball by herself. I mean, it's not a big thing. She says she has her coins. The venue is already paid for. I promise you, you probably won't get all the lavish decorations that you were going to get and none of that stuff. But it's going to be a mini ball. We're going to go in here. We're going to have this ball. We're going to have a DJ. And we're going to have a good time. And that's it.
Girl, the Braxton's is on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I'm gagging at them.
Hey, Jasmine.
Kelly. Hi, Joelle. Where you come from? Oh, you want some other three-way.
Girl, the girl has a three-way, me girl. I'm here.
Hold on, y'all. Let me see if I can get these numbers correct. 678-993, you're on the air.
I have a question. So, if she said that she's still going to have a mini ball, right? She said that she wasn't going to have it with Shauna no longer because she's been Shauna doing something with her family. Now, Shauna just came on and said she's still going to be in the area for the whole week. Why would they not still, even if they're still going to have it, something small, why would they still not throw it together since it originally was
but involved? Why go, listen, Tiffany, listen to what you're saying. Why have a big ball together?
Why do I need another person to throw a fucking mini ball? Bitches, I can't throw a mini ball by myself. Bitch, I don't need to throw no ball. Well, good, but still, that don't make no sense, girl. She said she's doing something with her family, but now she's saying she's still going to be in town, but she's just still backing out because of what?
She's not throwing the big ball. She's wanting in on the big ball. Why do two people have to throw a mini ball?
Yeah, because they started out together, girl. What would be the problem?
They started throwing out a major ball with almost $10,000 worth of cash prizes. Bitch, I don't need two people to give away $3,500.
Yeah, I still want to know, honey. They're having a booking right after the ball. They're going to get together.
Y'all girls, you know what? Let the girls have say what they had to say. Why do y'all still make this?
Yeah, let
you is?
Come on, y'all. Y'all know it's like, come on, y'all. Just let them let it go. It's okay. Let it go. It was. You know, I ain't saying nothing.
Girl, the girls are reading. The girl.
Jasmine, you're not satisfied with the answer.
Honey, you know what they say about me, Corey.
Well, I live for Miss Shauna, though. That's one thing, honey.
Yes, God.
You broke that up all the way. You got to get that lady her. Give that lady her roses.
Set that motherfucking table legs off and went upside a bitch head. Yes, God. Yes, God.
That lady said, I've been going over. She said, I've been going international.
Let me say something, because I want to say it, but I want to say it really nicely, and then we could just lollygag for the next 45 minutes or whatever y'all want to do. Let me say something to y'all people for real. Y'all all want to sit here and keep saying that, like, you know, this radio show is nothing but negativity and we're trying to cause hysteria and we're trying to cause people to go back and forth with each other and all the rest of that stuff. That is not what's happening here. So please save that, okay? The bottom line is y'all be sitting here doing so many underhanded, dirty shit behind scenes, and then when somebody calls y'all people out on it, y'all want to point fingers at other people. Don't do that. Stop blaming this radio show. Stop blaming me. Stop blaming Kelly. Stop blaming the group. Stop blaming these profiles for y'all motherfucking failure. Please,
Jasmine, let me say something on that, because I have been called that many times. But bitches get on my motherfucking nerves when they create their own platform to do what they want to do. When people aren't a part of things, they feel like it's not supposed to be successful, and that's a failure. That's a lie. That's just like I told my friend today. You keep continuing what you're doing. You throw successful functions. As long as people are hating on you and are talking about you, you're doing something good. When people stop talking about you, that's when you need to worry. You can say what the fuck you want to say about Marcus, but as long as Marcus has been throwing balls, she's had all her coins. She's always giving you a nice venue. She makes sure you have a good time every time you come to North Carolina, her and Chicken, no matter what. But people to continuously bash them, it's unfair. When people feel like you can't do nothing without them, then something is wrong. And I'm not trying to badmouth nobody, but let them try and get their life. Let them do what they've been doing, and that's still a successful function. Because clearly nothing you said or did stopped nobody from going. Because if I'm not mistaken, they had almost 600 people.
Girl. So, is it really that bad up there, though, in all honesty?
What you mean as far as the weather?
No, I'm looking out my window right now, Jasmine. And it's starting to snow again, but my truck is completely filled up, ready to go down to D.C.
Corey, don't you have a Hummer?
Shh, be quiet.
Okay, well, I hope your truck is ready. I hope your truck is ready to travel. But
I can't.
No, but you know the shade was at work today. I was watching the news. Like I was so busy at work, and then you know the TV's on, so I'm sitting there, and then I'm watching the news, and I'm hearing about, 22 people died because of this snowstorm. I'm like, what happened? And I heard like a snowplower hit a woman that was pregnant and killed her, but the baby lived, and people's houses were getting burnt down in New York, and I was like, oh my God.
But Jasmine, you know what happens, right? Like when they tell you to stay inside when it's bad weather, and people still go outside, they walk through the park, they want to go jogging, and a tree branch falls on you and hits you in the head, an icy tree branch, and you die.
Yeah.
Who's to blame but yourself? Mm-hmm. They told you to stay inside. You want to go outside, you want to be a part of the weather. That's on you.
Yeah, like, and man,
like how a snowplower hit a pregnant woman? What the hell she was doing?
Oh, correct. Mm-hmm. They had 650 people in North Carolina, at that ball in North Carolina, and 340 at the aftermath.
But you know what? In all honesty, when it comes to this stuff, I mean, it's really no shade. Come on now. We've been in this game for a long time, some of us. We know that these queens would have found one way or another to get to these events.
I'm pretty sure they would have. Because Kelly, as a matter of fact, I talked to her today. She was still talking about going down there.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure. But why take that chance?
Kelly go anywhere.
But why take that chance? I understand what Shauna was saying. It was a big chance that she was taking.
No, I most definitely agree with that, too. It's most definitely risky business. It's risky business.
Like, you know.
But I know a lot of people from New York City were still going to D.C. And even for me driving down there, it's most definitely a risk to drive on that highway or any type of roads in these weather conditions. So it's most definitely a risk. And if you're going to continue with the ball, it is risky business.
I am a friend. Miss Kelly, what are you trying to do?
Right, you got to catch Kelly.
I'm over here working, bitch. Stop worrying about what I'm doing.
You got to catch Kelly, Jasmine.
Hello?
No, I catch this. She's going private.
Hello?
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Hello?
Yes, we can. Everybody, welcome to the show. We have the legendary sex siren diva herself, the sinister Sanaya Ebony, is live with the airwaves.
You forgot Icon, darling.
Oh, sorry, Icon, darling.
Yeah.
Well, girl,
well,
Sanaya, is
all,
it snowing where you're at?
No, it's beautiful here. Beautiful. I'm in a bikini top and a motherfucking pair of daisy just right now. All right, I can't even fraternize right now because Missing got me peed off, that motherfucking dog face looking bitch.
Ooh.
And here she come on here trying to give me too much, calling me a knot when she's trying to be everything that I am. How dare you? Look at the way she's selling. She tries to emulate me. Okay, and as far as that post that I put up, that post had nothing to do with trying anyway. It was fact and it was truth. Anything I say, people think I'm trying them, I'm coming for them, like my life is just that worthless that I have to sit here and try, girls. For what? I done blazed the path. I did that ballroom thing already. Most of these bitches are trying to be me. Yes. Her needing makeup. Her dog face.
Ooh.
Hard body.
Sanaya.
Yes, who is that?
This is
that
Alexis.
Piece of shit.
This is Alexis.
Yes.
Question. Let me ask you a question. So
yes.
What sparked your fire today with that post? Where did that come from?
It sparked my fire with that post. That post is basically fact. A lot of people try to do balls and give balls that don't know the half of it, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that was just a factual post. She tried to give a ball, and she felt Mother Nature had nothing to do with it. Now, I didn't try it, and I wasn't fierce. I was factual in that message. Harold felt upset and put this big post up talking about if we ever give anything, he's not going to attend, and the whole Balenciagas are not going to attend. Oh, well. Then she came on a post and tried to give me too much. And that's what turned me up with me giving all the other posts on Facebook. I have no reason to try any bitch. I'm very outspoken. If I got anything to say about anyone, bitch, in your face, it's the best way. I love to see reaction. I can't see it on Facebook. I love to read a bitch up in the corner. I got no time for that. How dare she get on here and try to grandstand like she's fabulous? And y'all praising this bitch like this bitch is something for real. Anybody can look like something from Mac.
Oh.
Child.
And she's trying to be the doll, trying to twirl and twirl like the doll. What?
Well, anybody from the Balenciaga camp, now that y'all listening and co-signing and using and saying all this stuff in the group about how we're trying to cause all this hysteria, anybody want to get her on the line now that Sanaya's on the phone?
And
so
one more thing I want to say, I love that name now. At first it used to offend me, but I love that name now. Called me Queen Bitter. Because I love it. Call me Queen Bitter Bitch. Oh, Bitter Bitch. I'm fine with that, bitch. A lot of you motherfuckers ain't going to get old. Okay? Hello? Y'all better know. Y'all got the right motherfucker tonight. And I can't wait to see you in person because this is still not enough for me. I like expressions. I want to see how you look when I get you.
Baby.
Don't you hear like that? You the girl in the kitchen. Are you?
Ooh.
A red tape, baby bitch.
Caesar, anything you want to say?
Can get on.
Alexis.
Is there anything you want to say?
They've been laying me in the booth all day. I'm like, wow. They've been laying us in the booth. None of the booths, but I get all the tea. They read us for points. And all. It's just crazy. Like, we're the most evilest people in the world. I mean, come on.
Well,
and then people say,
since I have you on the phone, let me go do this. What's the beef between you and Marcus?
Listen, let me tell you, I have no beef with anybody. I don't care enough about people to have beef. I just voice my opinion. Now, if a bitch take it personal and want to make it an ongoing beef, that's her shit. I'm never going back and forth too much with a bitch because really, fuck you. That's just how I feel. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't hold on to that shit. It takes energy to hold on to misery and to hold on to that. Once I let that shit go, let go. That's on you if you want to fight with it still. I don't got no tea with Marcus. I don't even know him.
Okay.
He got a problem with Bobo Sobek, and where it lies the issue with me and him. I don't know.
So, Caesar, what's the problem with you and Marcus?
Fuck him.
I guess.
Oh, I get jobs by that. People tell me they look up to me and they can't believe I'm talking like this and, oh, my God, I'm old and I'm bitter. I mean, child, I laugh at all that stuff, all of it. Like I told you, I like bitter now, and I like being Miss Bitter. It's cute. Queen Bitter.
Don't you do that.
Call me the queen of that. Bitch, I'm going to change my Facebook name to that. So now, yeah, Queen Bitter.
Work.
Braxton. Yes, sir.
Hold on, here comes.
Yes, God,
honey. I couldn't believe she was going ham like
that's
that.
Right.
I never came.
This whole shit has been a mess.
But see, to me, people made it that way. It was just it was word set. People escalated into more and made it a big thing. I guess this snow wind got bitches bored, so they ain't got shit to do. So it was like, why not clown out on Facebook?
Let me ask you a question. It sounds like you are so mad at that lady. Honey, you are an icon in the scene. Why do you sound so mad at that lady?
It's not mad at that lady. I'm mad at the shit that motherfucker was just saying about me. I told you, I don't give a fuck about nobody to really harbor a feeling about them at all. But she just was coming sideways on here, and I heard her. So right now, I am a little peed off. But as far as mad at her, for what?
No,
bitch,
I mean,
don't got nothing I want.
No, I mean on your post earlier today, honey. Your post was
open,
honey.
Yes.
Did you see when she came on my post? She called me an ignorant bitch. And she came on my post and said,
"What the hell?
That's God."
She said what, Sanaya?
Came on my post.
No one turned the show up.
I posted that. And she said that I was an ignorant faggot on my post. You get what I'm saying? I never once mentioned her name. And she came to my post with that. Called me an old ignorant faggot is what she called me on my post.
Now, Sanaya, girl. Now you know that post was about her, sis. You know that post is about her. You're an old girl. I'm an old girl. I know underlying shade when I hear it, girl.
That was a very long post. Do you think I really got that much to say about her? Think about it.
Somebody call
Harold
and get
Harold
on the phone line.
That whole post was about her.
No, not at all. But I'm just saying the underlying tone of the post was very, you know, it basically gave.
I, I don't think I said anything wrong about anyone in that post. No, that post is not shaded at all.
Sanaya. Now, we have known each other quite some time now, sweetie. And I know you very well. You took a few shots then.
Sanaya know better, honey. She knows she was BFE.
When I read the post, I don't feel like
it was being fierce. My niece was very upset about what happened, that everything was canceled so abruptly.
Stop right there.
But your niece said everything was fine.
Hold on, Diana. Now we're getting to the meat of this motherfucker. So somebody said the post.
My niece was trying to get my contacts out of the country, but she wasn't able to get it. So I was talking to her like through speakerphone, and she said that she heard that the pool was canceled, but no one told her.
Okay.
She said somebody, they had her Facebook account, and when she went on Facebook, the ball was canceled. She knew nothing of it.
Okay.
Mind you, this is a ball that she really didn't want to be a part. She was very skeptical. Like Jasmine said earlier, they fought back and forth a lot for this ball. It was a lot of shade. It was shade with her and everything that pulled out. They couldn't even get together to photo shoot. They wanted to shoot in two different locations because Barbie didn't want to be around her.
Well, that's not what Barbie came on the mind saying, sis.
If you know that Barbie was being very...
Y'all know good and goddamn well that Sanaya is going to give it to you the way it is, and she's finally here, and she's going to tell it like it is. Everybody was being political pussy tonight, and now she's going to break it down to really the way it was. We all knew what the fuck was going on the whole time.
Barbie and Shauna don't even speak. Talking about their friendship. There is no friendship between them.
But that's not what Barbie gave, honey.
Barbie was being spokesmodel Barbie. She wasn't being, she wasn't being that girl. But real talk, it's Shay all around the function. That function was built on Shay. That's why I knew it was never going to come to pass. Okay? I wasn't speaking Shay in that post. I was speaking facts.
But Samaya, if you're saying that, but Shay... Trisha has basically said that everything was hunky-dory, sis, so that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Please hold, baby, because now, since y'all had the politically correct side of the story to say, and Shauna came on, and she actually, threw Sanaya.
You only got 30 minutes, bitch.
Okay, y'all threw Sanaya. She threw Sanaya and Barbie on the bus. We're trying to get Barbie back on, and now y'all going to get the other side of the story.
I'm on.
All
right. I'm on.
That's right. See, let's tell these hoes what it is. Real talk, that bitch came in and turns up like she's some type of prima donna.
What? You know what? Look, I came on the show being very PC. You know, just to kind of squash the bullshit, because I feel like us as ladies, we don't really have to go at one another like that. But, Shauna came on very turned up. I feel like that was completely uncalled for. Despite whatever post that you made that post that was your own personal opinion on your from your angle of it. I mean, and no shade, you had your... Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Whose phone is that?
Oh,
what was that?
Oh, ma'am.
We're still here. Keep talk.
Keep going.
Tell the
I'm starting you and everybody
as,
so we can hear Barbie and Sanaya.
On it, I don't think that you were wrong for posting what you posted. I don't think it was shady at all.
The reality, Barbie, y'all didn't even want to shoot at the same place. When Caesar was trying to shoot the photo shoot, y'all didn't want to shoot at the same place because y'all didn't want to be around each other, right or wrong?
Well, it wasn't y'all. It was me. I didn't want to be around anybody.
Right. Well, Exactly. You didn't want to be around her because y'all don't rock like that. She's talking about a friendship. There ain't no fucking friendship, bitch. And you hear it now. Because I know your Ooh. Ass is still listening. There ain't no fucking friendship.
Ooh. Well, my whole issue was, like I said, my issue was certain boundaries were crossed. And a friendship and a business connection and a business concept are two totally different things. You know, I'm not going to go into any type of business or business interaction with someone and they don't even respect me personally to, you know, respect just a little simple thing. So, you know, I did drop out. And, you know, that's not something that I'm going to put any name to or anything else, which is exactly how you presented your argument. Whatever you had to say, you didn't put a name to it. You didn't say this person did this, that, and the other. And for somebody to call you out on that, they're wrong. And honestly, you negate every argument that you have the minute you, quote, unquote, step down to step on somebody else's level that you're saying is beneath you. Like, how dare you talk about somebody else and do the exact same thing? If you're going to do that and you're going to speak negatively on anyone, be above all that shit.
Hello? Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, Harold wants to come on.
Okay, well, can you call Harold? I can't call nobody.
Yeah,
the show is
live. I'm about to add him now. Hold on one second.
Okay, well, add Harold in, and whoever else want to call in, if somebody got your Shay and Shauna number, call up back in. We got 28 minutes.
Harold, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Harold, you live on the air.
Yeah, hi, how are you? Unfortunately, I was unable to continue listening to the show because I was only listening to the computer because the phone lines were tied up. However, I did get a few texts. Let me address one thing first and foremost. Okay, people can say whatever they want in regard to Harold Balenciaga as a leader, but the one thing I do not throw around the word boycott. So for Sanaya, if it was said that you came on here and said that I said something about me
right,
or
that,
any
that,
Balenciaga.
That's what was brought back to me. That's what
okay,
was brought
Sanaya,
back to me.
Brought,
that's what
brought
I addressed
you, well, whoever brought it to you.
Well, I apologize,
I don't play the boycott game.
I'm going to voice my opinion to anybody.
Okay, I teach my house never to use the word boycott because, you know, that comes with a lot of ramifications. Okay, in regard to the whole thing, you know, it's just crazy to me, this whole thing, how this whole thing is going along. Sure, at some point, I think that every person came on here that is associated or was associated with this function came on here and kind of clarified what their stance was based from their viewpoint without anyone stirring them. Sure, Barbie and Shauna have, you know, tension. Barbie and Shauna have been friends for years. They fall out, they're friends again, they fall out, they're friends again. Anybody that knows their history knows that that's how they are, that's how they'll always be. Okay, any people that work together on anything that they're passionate about fall out and have differences. Sanaya and Caesar are part of Ballroom Throwback. They've had fallouts recently, but then they come back together. Kelly and Jasmine work together. They fall out. We see people within houses fall out, and then, you know, they're back working together. Because people have their opinions, they feel strongly about things, and there are differences that happen, you know, along the course of the way. It's unfortunate. What's really unfortunate, and me making my post that I did, what is unfortunate is to see two individuals trying to work towards a common goal and then allowing outside influences to really kind of stir things and send things in a direction that was just not conducive of, you know, what they were trying to achieve, which was basically give a good function to represent, you know, not only just the ballroom community, but the female figures of the ballroom community, and, you know, just be the girls of their generation coming to elevate up to the next level, like the Tempresses, like the Dedes, like the Raquels, like the Sanayas and Ayanas. I mean, so I just think that, you know, to see people, you know, sticking a broomstick out or stabbing a bitch in the back to make them, you know, seem like, you know, it's all this drama. It's really a lot. It's really a lot. And the sad thing is that, you know, I don't care who looks at it and who says it from what perspective. The ballroom scene will never get any further than it is as long as bitches are so busy trying to trip and knock the next bitch down this off flight of steps.
Okay. Carol, can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
This is Barbie.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Did you find Sanaya's post to Shauna?
I'm not going to lie. Yes, I did. I found the post offensive because even though,
please?
You know, pardon me?
My
thing is, a lot of people for years, they claim me to be so shady. I'm the fierce girl. So that comes along with the territory with me. Everyone's going to always make anything I do and say shade. So I expect
right.
it, you know. I mean,
right.
I'm not apologizing for it because it was not intended that way. I'm sorry people took it that way, but it's like, what do I do? I'm not going to change
well,
it. It is what it is.
No,
y'all feel it's shade,
it's shade. Nobody expects you to change it, Sanaya. I think, honestly, and let me just say this to you, because I actually was going to respond on the post that you put up the other day when you asked, when you solicited opinions of people to feel that you're shady. I think, you know what I think? I think that whether people want to accept it or not, certain people become those individuals that people look to mold and guide the scene. I think that realistically, at this juncture, by you being a girl from the Mecca of New York that has been in the ballroom scene as long as you have and that has accomplished all that you have, I think that a lot of people, especially the female figures in the scene, look to you to more so, not more so to, you know, say, oh, girl, you made it, but more so you are the barometer of acceptance. You know what I'm saying? And I think that you know, just sometimes you come across a little harsh. Yeah, you can be realistic all day. However, I think that you have a duty, honestly, to embrace who you are and what you are to the scene. And I just think that even if, you know, there was a whole lot of confusion going on, I think you are the girl in the picture that really could have, you know, sat down with everyone and said, hey, girls, if y'all trying to do this, y'all need to do it this way, or y'all need to do, you know, X, Y, and Z, or you shouldn't do this. I mean, I know sometimes as a leader, I know sometimes it's a little bit difficult speaking to individuals that are, you know, coming up and, you know, starting to taste success because, you know, they have their own views and visions. But I just think personally, me, myself, and, you know, I'm just keeping it frank because I was going to hit you up on a one-on-one. But, you know, after this and, you know, talk about the whole thing. But I just feel that you as an individual have a whole lot more that you can offer to the scene. And I think that sometimes when it comes across that, you know, you're a little harsh, because you have the platform that you do, because you have the voice that you do, I just think the community in general expects a little bit more of you.
Wow.
That makes sense, and I hear that a lot. But the realization is that in life, you can't let everybody in. There's a lot of people that comes along with a lot of baggage and a lot of issues that it's too much for me to take on. And as far as me to take on that whole leadership role, to be the one to carry the torch for the girls or to be the mother hen, I mean, I don't want to be that with everybody. It's some girls that I don't get along with, and that's just reality. And for me to pretend as if it's nothing there just to, you know, be mother hen, it's like, really, I'm not being true to myself. I'm not being real to myself. There's some girls that I am that way with. And I love dealing. We have wonderful relationships. But then it's some girls that we just don't hit it off like that. And it's just a reality. So, I mean, I'm
honestly.
Go ahead.
I mean, I don't feel like the comments you made were shady. You didn't even know none. And everything that you said, despite how some people may have taken it, everything that you said was true. And if you would have told me the same thing, had I still been a part of this, and you said to me, bitch, you ain't got no business throwing no ball, you don't know nothing about no ball, you ain't never had thrown no ball, I would have took it as constructive criticism and moved the fuck on. I feel like people
That's
are too sensitive with
know
how
me.
They
– You know my heart.
Let me flip this and ask that. If you had no experience in throwing a ball, I mean, I had to throw my first ball at some point. Jack and Andre had to throw their first ball. I mean, Saniya is known for, you know, being the mother that she is and, you know, walking balls. But her and Caesar threw a ball. Neither one of them really had a history of throwing balls. They threw the coldest winter ever.
Exactly.
So
they did. And it was successful. But what I'm saying to you, Barbie, is
where lies the difference in you know, just because you hadn't done it before, that doesn't mean that you couldn't do it or you couldn't be successful in doing it. We come from a community where within this community we do a lot of firsts. You know, whether it's walking balls, whether it's, you know, transitioning, you know, there are a lot of things that we take initial steps in doing, you know, that, you know, we haven't done before, but because
you're right. And you're right, Harold, and I don't mean to cut you off, but just to kind of elaborate a little bit more on my point, you're right. And I mean, and when you threw your first ball, I'm sure you had people under you to kind of guide you as to what needs to be done. And, you know, it's not my place to put other people's business out there on Front Street, but from what I understood and from my role that I played in this whole scenario, Dante and Caesar did the majority of the work. It's no shade. So let me back this up with you.
Let me back this up to when you had your hands actually in the pot. Okay, when the initial planning of the ball sat down, did I not sit down with you and Shauna? Me and Dante sat down with
you and Shauna
to start mapping out the logistics of every aspect of the ball.
Yes, you did, in your kitchen, and I remember it verbatim. Hold on a second, Barbie.
So therefore, y'all weren't, even if you were still involved in the picture, you know, no one was going to be led blindly into going into hosting a ball. I told you, I sat and I told each of you, I told you what steps you would need to do in order for you to, you know, achieve success, that y'all just couldn't rely on the fact of the matter that you were pretty girls. I told you that you girls would have to get out, you would have to travel, you would have to go to balls.
You did all of those things, and after that, Harold, what happened was Dante got sick of it. Dante got sick of the back and forth. Dante got sick of having to communicate with me, Shauna, and Sashay going back and forth because me and Shauna weren't necessarily talking to one another. And at that point, Dante said, look, cut me out of it. I don't want no parts of it. And it was just getting too strenuous for him. I mean, he wasn't even necessarily someone that was on the, you know, a part of it and on that degree. He was doing it out of the kindness of his heart.
Okay,
and
Barbie, let me
Caesar
say this.
Actually took it as good faith. So,
okay,
I mean,
let me, and I hate to cut you off because I know time is running down. Let me just say this. Okay, this is part of the reason why when it comes to hosting balls that have more than two people never really, you know, are successful. Even when it comes to house balls, the reality is it's usually one or two people really behind the curtain really running everything. Because when you have everybody involved in the process, it becomes frustrating. It becomes, you know, communication gets skewed. There are a whole lot of things that happen, okay? Jasmine will tell you. Jasmine worked with Andre and Jack for years on, you know, the New York Awards ball. There was many a night I sat with her and consoled her while she was frustrated with things that were happening. Is that not true, Jasmine?
Amen.
Okay, so you
yeah,
know,
and Jasmine even gave me a credit to that degree to say that, you know, that stuff that goes along with it. My personal thing is, I don't know what happened after I dropped out. You know, I can't speak on that. I can't speak on whatever communication or miscommunication may have transpired. All I know is, you know, me personally, me wanting to focus on my future and things that I wanted to focus on wasn't conducive with, you know, me being able to be involved in all of this with all the miscommunication that was transpiring. And, you know, I can't speak on Shauna's behalf or Trishay's behalf in regards to what happened, you know, between them or Saniya or anything else. Like, I don't know that. All I know is my frustration.
Let me just say this in regard to this. My frustration with this whole thing came about because I just feel like, you know, when you were involved in it, okay, girl, you're a legend, girl. You carry a mother title. You know what I'm saying? You are a prolific girl. Trishe is a new legend. Shauna will be a legend at some point soon. I mean, I just think that y'all are the next wave, next generation of girls, and there's no reason that, you know what I'm saying, that y'all shouldn't be, you know, emerging to the forefront to do your duty to the scene and, you know, just basically be the girls that are, you know, transcending this generation. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's what
Harold, if you really want to understand exactly why that can't happen, I can actually shed some light on that. Why that can't happen is the girls have ego. And a lot of the girls, and despite all the extras and the names and all that funny shit, I don't give a fuck about none of that. To me, I'm a real girl. I'm the same girl that I was 15 years ago. My ego doesn't make who I am. Me flying in a private jet or whatever else I may do, flying a different country, that doesn't make me. Nor does that change.
Barbie, everybody has egos. You were the little girl on the videotape behind the pocketbook that she had. You have an ego too. I mean, everybody does. I have an ego. Every person that's accomplished, a lot of people are very insecure.
It's security issues. People need validation.
People need more than they needed before. We all get to a point where we feel ourselves.
I didn't want that. I think people want too much from this stuff now. When it was just
I think what happens is, unfortunately, everybody holds on, you know, to yesterday. Everybody looks at, you know, everybody wants, it's just like this. You know how in ballroom everybody says, oh, they want to join because they want it to be a family, but they want it to be a family when they want it to be a family. Everybody wants,
everybody wants things to go in a particular direction when they want it to go that way.
But when it's coming back the other way, nobody wants to embrace that.
Nobody want to face the reality in all this. It's flaws in all of this. It's not perfect, and it's never going to be that way. Now, we can want to pretend or want it to be just this big ball of time, but it's not that. It's shade. It's fierceness.
The minute y'all can get Naomi Campbell, Tyra Banks, and motherfucking Heidi Klum to throw a fashion show, You'll see then. It's not even possible. The girls come with their own issues and their own ideas and their own views. And, Harold, you know this firsthand. You saw this.
Right, and I understand it. Like, but there's no need for us to play like, there's no need to play like none of us come with egos. You know, there's no need to play like because the girls jumped up in a plane or a car or whatever the case, that they had egos and issues. You know, there's no need to do that when in reality, there was a time when the girls were out on the scene and they didn't want to be bothered because, you know, they felt they were different.
It's always based on it. Like I said, these girls hold on to this stuff. Octavia and Arjunandam had egos and stuff at the ball, but all of them hung out and worked together afterwards. These girls take things too literal.
It's the era that we're in. It's social media. You know, people don't understand how to, you know, compete on the runway at a ball and throw shade and then go have breakfast in the morning and then it's girl Kiki, you know, whatever the case. You know, but then again, we can't blame ballroom for everything. You know, just because two people are in the ballroom scene and they fall out with one another, that's not a ballroom thing. Those two individuals fell out because they had personal issues. You know, the ballroom gets blamed for everything, for addiction, for unemployment, for uneducation.
Shay starts on Facebook. Shay starts in these groups.
Shay starts on the phone. Shay starts on videos and stuff like that.
Tonight between y'all behind a miscommunication.
I put a look at the shade and it started tonight.
But Shania, we're not gonna act like
the shade started tonight. The shade has been going along all along. The shade, you know, let's be honest. It's no shade, you know, when the shade really got turned up to its maximum level, when those pictures were released of the girls in the private jet, then all of a sudden you had girls making subliminal posts and, you know, all kind of things. Girls that had nothing to do with the ball. Girls that would never have even been in a picture. Girls that Caesar wouldn't even take pictures of. You know, we're making subliminal punch shots and reading and, oh, girl, you think your fans are going to jet? And saying all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? We know this. We see this all the time. This happens in the music industry, fashion, movies. As people climb the ladder of success, other people get jealous.
People got to stop being so can't handle the truth. Go hide behind something. If you're, we're in a different time now. If you're in a crafted jet and the girls find out about it, they're going to say something about it. And that's just what it is. And if you can't handle that, don't post the fucking pictures.
But if the, even if the jet
anything
was crafted, nine out of 10 girls that heard about the crafted jet would have their ass up in there too.
But even still,
listen, let me ask you a question. If you're in a crafted jet or you're in a crafted Uber and you're in front of the judge, do you think he gives a fuck about the
All right, y'all. I put them private for everybody that's listening because we're about to end. Let them continue to talk. Right now it's just really me and Alexis on the line because I think Barbie was on Kelly's phone, I think Harold was on Corby's phone, and I think Sanaya was and Caesar was on Naima's phone. Alexis, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We're about to end the show because I didn't want to really have it cut off as everybody was talking, but unfortunately there's no end to this madness. So I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in to a special Blizzard episode of Tens or Chops, whatever you want to call it. We will be back next. Alexis, you can go listen to them if you want. You want to listen to them?
No, hell
for the next 5 minutes?
No.
Okay, girl. Yeah, I was given that. I want to say, everybody, thank you for tuning in. I hope, you know, we gave you some type of entertainment as you guys are snowed in. Unfortunately, things happen the way they do, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, everybody, enjoy your weekend. If there is something going on this weekend in D.C., Lord only knows. I don't know. Keep in contact with the girls, and you'll find out. We will be back next Monday for, I guess, the weekend recap of all the snow. We'll be back Tuesday for the Trash Talk Tuesdays and Wednesday for the State of Emergency show. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. A lot of people don't celebrate it. A lot of people do. It's a special day. I mean, it should always be a special day when you love someone or somebody loves you. So on that note, if you have somebody out there that you care about, let them know that you love them. Have a special day. Enjoy your day. And, you know, keep it going. Alexis, you want to say anything to anybody?
Good night, everyone, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Alexis. We will be back next Monday. I'm going to play Leave Us with a commercial break, and we will be ending the show. Talk to you guys later.
Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi presents Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th, in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, One Twister, let's team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Femme. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200, Female Figure Realness for $200, and a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.